Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Think about it. Praise the Lord. Think about all the great things that God has done for you. I know you don't even have that much time. If you were to try to think about all that God has done for you, you'd be thinking consistently, constantly, nonstop. You would never be able to take a break because God has been so good to you. You've had some bad days that we all have, but I promise you, if you put the bad days next to the good days, those good days outweigh the bad days. So think about all that God has done. Count your blessings. The old song, count your blessings, name them one by one, and just see the great things that God has done in your life. Amen. Good morning, and welcome. Thank you for joining us. Pastor Stevenson, I want to thank you for being with us this morning. Amen. As we are celebrating and thanking God for another day, it's Wednesday, so we are halfway there. The week goes, for me, I don't know about anybody else, but the weeks just go by so quickly. We are at another Recharge Wednesday. We so thank God and so grateful to God for what he's doing and for the blessings that he bestows. What blessings has God given to you that you know for sure that this was God? I know we can be here. I wish I could hear each one of you tell me the things you know. I know this right here was God. This, there's no doubt in my mind that God did this, that God opened that door, that God made that way, that God made and saw this thing right here happen. And those are the things, whatever that thing is, those are the things you want to talk about and you want to testify about, because here's the truth. No one can argue with your testimony. Nobody can argue with what you say God has done for you. When you say God has opened the door and made a way for you. Oh, people can say whatever they want to say. They can say it how they want to say it, but you were there. You were there when God did it. You were there when God opened the door. You were there when it seemed like nothing was going to happen. There was no way being made. You were there, and so can nobody take that from you. And that's why the scripture says they overcame him, meaning the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. The testimony is a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. So don't you ever lose it. And you look for every opportunity to share it. Look for every opportunity to share it. Amen. Speaking of testimonies, we're going to be, I just believe that we got to get those testimonies and those blessings about what God is doing in the lives of people out. So we're going to, you're going to see us working a campaign of, we don't know exactly what we're going to call it yet, but you're going to see us working a campaign where we can get the people in our church giving I think it's like a 15-second testimony. We're going to show you how to do it. I'm really excited about what that might look like and just get people spreading the word about what God is doing in your life. And sometimes we think it takes a long time to tell a testimony because we want to try to walk through every single every single thing and every single moment. And no, and sometimes it's as simple as, I found hope at my lowest moment. I found hope after I lost a job. So you're saying where you were, and then you're talking about, but look at where I am now. So I was depressed, but I found hope. And we're going to play off those words. Amen. So just look forward to hearing that. It's going to bless you. I believe it's going to bless a whole lot of people, to be completely honest with you, because there are people who just don't know. They just don't know the power of God, and God has anointed you to share with them his power. Share with them what God can do. Share with them how God can open doors. And I'm believing God to use you to make a difference, to make a complete, total difference in the lives of people who will hear what God is doing in your life. Amen. Don't you know that you are the only Bible that some people will ever read? You are the only God, an example of God that some people will ever see. Some people will never pick up the Bible. They will not pick it up and read it. But you're going to be the only Bible they read. They're going to watch your life. They're going to see your life, and they're going to see God in you. Look at that. They're going to see God in you. Amen. Isn't it good to be used by God in that way? Amen. Tonight, join us at 7 o'clock for our recharge service as we continue just going through the doctrines and beliefs of our faith. What is it that we believe as born-again Christians? What is it that we believe? And so we first talked about last week what we believe about the Scriptures. We believe about the Scriptures. We believe about who wrote the Scriptures. The argument of, oh, the Scriptures were written by man. You hear that argument from people who just don't understand the whole idea of inspiration. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I think in 2 Peter, he says, the Scripture did not come by the will of man, meaning it wasn't something that man decided that they would write down and just decide what they would say. But these men were inspired by God. And we talked a little bit about that. There is that first belief that the Scriptures are inspired by God. So when you have that as your foundation and your basis, everything else stems off of that, because all other doctrines will stem off of, what you believe about the Scriptures. If you believe that the Scriptures are written by people and there's nothing holy about it and God didn't have anything to do with it, then it's easy for you to make decisions about what you will accept and what you will. I don't think I want to live that. But when you recognize that this is inspired by God Almighty, that this is God giving us the steps for salvation, everything we need, it is a perfect treasure for our salvation. We understand that. We talked about some tough things as it pertains to the Scripture. We talked about some stuff about, you know, people saying every single word, like the and. You know, we talked about the fact that the original text is not written with what we have as, you know, conjunctions and that sort of thing. And so we had to, the book was in translation, made readable for Western culture, no different than any other culture, Eastern culture. When you have the translation of scripture, some things will not, the idea would not translate. And so it takes more words to explain the idea. Doesn't mean that anything was added, just means that if you simply put that one word in the scripture by itself, it would not be understandable, you know, to those who are reading it. And so it's very important that we understand those little nuances and those things as we study the scripture. Amen. 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 So we thank God. So tonight we're going to pick back up and keep going as we look at the next tenet of our faith, and we start walking through understanding why do we need salvation? Why do we need to, we're leading up to why do we need a Savior? It's important. You know, so we're gonna walk through this over the next several months. It's going to take some time. We're going to walk through it over the next several months, and I'm really excited about it. So I hope to see you there. Amen, amen, amen. What are you doing to get this word, the word of God, in you? What are you doing to get the word of God in you? Amen. Not just something you can quote, not just something that, you know, you can pull out in a time of trouble, but making sure that this word, the word of God, is in you. Thy word, your word, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. That's what the word says. He wants that word hidden in our heart. And once it's hidden in our heart, that sinning against God, the word being hidden in our heart, because it comes out, it begins to speak to us. It helps us to live and to grow. We hide the word in our heart. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing to get that word in you? My prayer is that you are finding ways to memorize. You are taking one verse and you just use that verse, quote that verse, get it into your spirit, internalize that verse, put pictures in your mind to that verse, whatever it takes for you to learn. My prayer is that you're doing that. You've got to get this word in you. Once the word gets in you, it's amazing how it can come out of you. Because think about it, God's not going to bring something out of you that you didn't first put in you. The Bible says that he will bring, the Holy Spirit will bring all things back to our remembrance. Our remembrance, meaning that it has to have already been put in our memory in order to be brought back from our remembrance, which is our re-memory. So we've got to place it in there. Once it's in there, then the Holy Spirit can start pulling it out at the right time. And so I'm praying that you find ways to get that word and hide it in your heart so that you can grow and become whom God has called you to be. Come on, let's pray. Lord, are we so grateful to you? So thankful to you for another day. Thankful to you for what you are doing in our lives. Thankful to you for the doors that you're opening. And Lord, I pray, as we look for ways today to get closer to you, ways to remember and ponder the scripture in our heart, I pray that you would help us to grow. I pray, Lord, as we dig deep into ourselves and bring this word into ourselves, I pray, Lord, that we would grow, that we'll become stronger, that we would see you in a mighty, mighty way. I pray, God, that you would help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. So we give this to you, and we say, help us to grow, help us to develop, help us to become who you have called us to be. Help us, Lord God, to help others. We want to be disciples that disciple others so that they might disciple those they come in contact with. We want to be generational disciples. And I pray that you bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day of purpose, on purpose, and let the Lord shine through you today in Jesus' name. Bless you.